inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is...
Some people might be a little picky about eating chums, but one thing that might make it a little tasty is some garlic from our garden. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So it's about time to harvest garlic. What do we look for when before we pull out the bulbs?
Well, I'm actually out in my garden, and I am looking at my garlic pat, or the garlic that is in boxes. I've got, I think I've got about 8 varieties out here. And looking across them, there's a lot of difference in the different varieties, size. Some of them just don't grow as large as others. But color is another big one. And some of these that I'm looking at have yellowing leaves, particularly the bottom ones. That's the normal situation. Some of them are almost completely green still. So those ones that are solid and green, those can stay in the ground for maybe another week to 2 weeks or so. But the ones that are starting to turn yellow, and as I look down, the bottom leaves are actually starting to decay, those really need to come out of the ground. Because at the same time as these bottom leaves are starting to decay, the skins that cover the garlic bulb underground are doing the same thing. So we want to keep skins on our garlic bulbs for longer-term storage to protect the bulbs from drying out in our where we've got them stored as we cure them and then beyond.
So if those skins come off, if you leave them in the garden too long, then the bulb, I take it, just kind of starts to decay and loses its freshness and taste?
Yes, it dries out, and literally you literally have these naked cloves that are held together by the base of the base of the bulb. And so certainly you can use those, but again, you want to get them out of the ground, and you need to get them out of the ground gently. You can't just grab, and most of what I grow are hardneck garlics. They've got a very stiff center stem with a bulbal curly thing on top. But you don't want to just pull them up by the stem, because a lot of times you will either break out, especially as they're starting to deteriorate, you'll break the bulb loose from the stem. The bulb will stay in the ground because the roots are anchoring it still. So you want to use a garden fork or a shovel to get in underneath, loosen the soil, and pull these up gently. And then gently take off as much soil from around the roots as you can. And then I usually bundle mine up in, you know, bundles of 10 or whatever. But take them to a place that's going to be warm and dry, you know, 70s, 80s, and a furnace room. If folks have either separate furnace rooms or furnaces in their garage or something like that, where you can put some racks or hang the bunches of the garlic overhead. And we're leaving all of the leaves on the garlic plants. Because then some of the goodness from those leaves will go down into the bulb as they cure. And this can be, say, 2 to 3 weeks or something like that of nice drying conditions. And then after that, we'll cut the stems off, maybe an inch or two above the bulb, and clip the roots off also at that time.
And maybe some lessons learned for those of you who have tried growing garlic. What if you have long stems but very small bulbs?
Couple of things, certainly, and this is the time then when you harvest your bulbs to choose the very nicest, largest bulbs to save for replanting. And if you don't have any of those nice, large bulbs, then it may be a time to buy or order some big ones to plant. And yeah, I guess I'll do a little shameless commerce here. Yes, I will have bulbs for sale later. But size matters. Planting a bigger clove will give you a bigger bulb. And fertilizer matters. That's really important because they do feed pretty heavily, and they really do need good fertilizer. So when we go to, we'll talk about that later in, you know, like in late September or something when we plant. So got to fertilize for these things and even add a little fertilizer in the springtime once they come up around them.
Okay, Ed Byarski, live remote from his garden patch and his garlic plot. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
You're listening to Morning Edition here on KTOO Juneau. It's coming up on 8:01. Stay tuned for headlines coming right up.
Pulling weeds and picking stones, man is made.
Marketplace coming up in just about 6 minutes here on KTOO Juneau.